On today's Wild Ride, we are going to go to a couple of haunted places here in Colorado. A little bit later, we're going to be talking to the boss man of the Hotchkiss Paranormal Investigators about their trip to Escalante Canyon here in western Colorado. That is Hector Zeffirino. First, though, we're going to be taking the Wild Ride to Boulder County, this old murder house called the Dunn House. And once again, we're joined by an expert in the field, somebody who's been there and explored, my cousin Jade. So Jade, one of the places you've been to and discovered is actually a place I've been to many times, especially when I was a kid, because, well, obviously you're my cousin. We share the same grandma, and both of our dads grew up in this this area, outside of El Dorado Springs. And this old house we used to pass by all the time. My grandma, our grandma, called it, I think she called it the Dunn House or something. And you went there not too long ago. Tell me about this house, if you could.
It was built in the 1800s. It's where the first settlers basically lived in that house. And so what I've heard anyway from like people who lived in that area was that the father, Sylvester, threw his wife out the window and killed her. Supposedly really haunted. It's on like Indian burial ground. It's really creepy. Like most of the house ended up getting torn down except for that stone building that's left.
Right. Now I do remember that story. But was it Dunn who shoved his wife out the window and killed her, or was it one of the other people?
It was the father, Sylvester Dunn. Yeah, he's the one who killed his wife out there.
Okay, and it sounds kind of like, it's like similar to the Amityville Horror kind of story. Like, I don't know. I mean, this is all like what I remember hearing mostly from our grandma, that he just like kind of went crazy one time and killed his wife. Is it something like that that you heard, that you remember?
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. He just lost his mind. I'm not 100% sure how, but yeah, I grew up hearing those stories from Rod and all them. So
our uncle, the house has a lot of history besides that. The murder part. It was built back in like, what'd you say, like the 1800s, and it was owned by a few different guys, and they built like a wooden kind of addition to the house, which they tore down eventually. But if you look at the house, I've got pictures of it on my page, 95rockfm.com. It's you can kind of see where the house, the wooden part used to be, but he threw her out of the stone part, right, which is pretty tall. It's like two stories.
Yeah, that's the part. For some reason, he like went crazy in that part of the house.
Okay, and then they say it's built on Indian burial ground. What do you know about that?
Just that since the first settler was the guy who originally had that or built that house, he was the first settler. I guess he built it on the Indian burial ground, not knowing. So
okay, so it's the Doughty DeBacker Dunn House. Three different guys, I guess, lived in it over the years. And now, of course, nobody lives in it. It's all bolted up. It's all, the windows are boarded up. And where exactly is it? Remind me. I mean, you're like on that whatever road that is that goes to El Dorado Springs. Then you kind of go up the mountain. Do you remember exactly like where you can find it?
It's in the Shadow Canyon Trail in Boulder County. I'm not sure the exact like road name or anything, but it's up in that trailhead where you can like hike up there and hike past it.
Sure, I remember hiking past it, and that's kind of how you go to the foothills up there. And it's before El Dorado Springs. El Dorado Springs is like deeper into the canyon, right?
Like right before El Dorado.
So yeah, once again, we're talking to my cousin Jade. She like explores these creepy places here in Colorado. Some of them are abandoned. Jade, you've gone to a few of these places, and you've got like videos and stuff. I love watching your videos. Where can people find you online? What's you're on TikTok, right? What's your TikTok handle?
My TikTok is Abandoned Places in CO.
Okay, that's easy enough. Yeah, Abandoned Places in CO, just one word. Jade, thank you so much for chatting with me today. And you can check out those places, more abandoned places, on Jade's TikTok, Abandoned Places in CO, as well as the Nate Wild page at 95RockFM.com and the 95Rock app. Got those and a bunch more, and I'm sure there'll be more to come. Thanks, Jade.
Yeah.
Big thank you once again to my cousin Jade for sharing her experiences. You can check out all of her stuff, Abandoned Places in CO on TikTok, including her trip to the Dunn House we talked about. You can find that full gallery and story as well on the Nate Wild page at 95RockFM.com and the 95Rock app, as well as when she went to the Central City Mine, the Central City Cemetery, one of them, I should say. All up there for you and waiting for you. All right. Speaking of the 95 Rock app, got some comments there as well as on the 95 Rock Facebook page about your haunted experiences. Heather says Hotel Colorado in Glenwood is haunted, like they say. I stayed there once and there was definitely ghost-like activity happening. Gary also says he's been to the Hotel Colorado in Glenwood and some weird stuff happened, but he says it was great. Also, so Philip has been to a place called Satan's House. Now, if you've lived in Grand Junction long enough, you've probably heard of Satan's House. This was before my time here. But, you know, he says he went there years ago before it was dismantled and, yeah, had some creepiness there. All right, we're going to switch gears and talk to Hector from the Hotchkiss Paranormal Investigators about some places he's gone lately, including Escalante Canyon and more. All right, keep it locked. Taking a wild ride today to some creepy haunted places here in Colorado. We talked to my cousin Jade earlier. She has a TikTok called Abandoned Places in CO. She's also just all over the web. And well, we talked about the Dunn House that she explored. If you haven't already, you can check out my full article with photos, the whole story and everything. Nate Wild page at 95RockFM.com. All right. Switching gears a little bit. The wild ride is going to take us to right here in Western Colorado, man. Speaking to the leader of the Hotchkiss Paranormal Investigators, Hector Zeffirino, about their recent trip to Escalante Canyon. Hector, thanks for joining me today, man. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely, man. So one of the latest places you guys went to was Escalante Canyon. Can you tell me a little bit about this place? Like, first of all, where's it at exactly?
Highway 6 and 50 that obviously you take from Junction to Delta. The closer you get into Delta, there is a turnoff that points out to Escalante Canyon. First of all, first you get to the big parking lot area. That's where we met up with everyone from our investigation team. Obviously, we always say to people that are interested in checking out the same places that we do, just to be respectful, there's a lot of private property out in that area, but luckily where we were at, we obviously made sure that it wasn't private property, and if it was, we would have had permission to go on there.
So a little bit more about this place. What kind of things have you heard about Escalante Canyon as far as you know, stories of I guess legends, that things that have happened there, and why is it a place that you know, paranormal groups go and check out, like your group?
Well, the stories that we read up, and again, like I said, this is all hearsay. The information that we were able to find was that the location that we went to, the first spot, was a spot that was a hot spot for trains to crash there. And we just thought it was so weird how is it just this one spot that this always happens? And so we jumped in there to do the investigation. We've been there one other time, and this was a special event that we did this go around with our psychic medium. So what happened there, we were told, was an area where the Native Americans obviously were not happy with the white men there doing the drop-offs there. They always did something to corrupt the train and make it derail, putting something on the tracks, or when they stopped to do their unloading, they would do something to the train itself in order for it to derail moments later once they're ready to leave. And the very last time that that happened, there was a fire that happened, and it explains a little bit of the evidence that we caught there. We were using a SB7 spear box. If people don't know what that is, it's a ghost hunting device that we use that sweeps FM, AM frequencies backwards in a very fast pace. And then what that does is it creates a white noise and gives the spirits the energy to communicate with us. And I remembered we had a voice saying fire, and we just thought it was very interesting because we were asking the questions of what happened here. Like, why did the train have so much fatal accidents at this one spot? And we got a voice coming out of there. And it was interesting because it was at the same time Don had something to do with a burning sensation. He's like, I feel a burning sensation, and it said fire. So it was just very interesting that his feelings were matching with, obviously, the information that we got and the evidence that we were able to capture as well.
Man, that is crazy. So I've got this video. It's online on my page, Nate Wild page at 95rockfm.com. And tell me where people can find you guys on the web and check out, you know, your adventures here in Colorado.
So you can check us out at our Facebook page. We put everything on there, all of our video evidence, our travels, our bloopers, because we're a bunch of goofballs sometimes. And you could go to Hotchkiss Paranormal Investigators, and there we if you have any kind of like paranormal questions, or you're having a paranormal issue yourself at your own home. And that's the thing we always like to make sure we stress to everyone is, obviously, as you saw with us doing that event at Escalante, we don't just do these amazing places to get ratings or get popularity or anything like that. We actually love to help people out too. And of course, if we ever help people out, we are very private on everything. We won't even say what house that we're at. We won't share any kind of evidence when it comes to people's homes when we do investigations there. And we even go as far as doing cleansings and banishings. And we really dive in very far to make sure whatever your paranormal problem is, that we make sure that it gets resolved before we leave.
Okay, interesting. Before we wrap it up, what other places in Western Colorado have you, you know, done these kind of investigations with? Just a few that you've done here in Western Colorado, in addition to the Escalante Canyon one.
We have the Fort Uncompahgre Museum here in Delta by the rec center. That was an awesome place. We've done the rec center itself as well.
Oh, wow.
We've done, honestly, it was one of the most creepiest places locally, I should say, that we've investigated. So active. And it was the old armory here in Delta as well. We have done Butch's Cafe. We've done the Stockyards Restaurant south of town. We've done all the way from areas in Grand Junction, most famously the Hotel Melrose,
yeah,
where we actually worked with Ghost Adventures when they were in town, and while they filmed there, we worked with them at the Melrose. We worked with them at Museum of the Mountain West Museum in Montrose, Colorado. We've been a lot of places here in Western Colorado and around the state of Colorado and Wyoming, Utah. Even we're working on things in New Mexico, and we're just very busy, and I love it.
Right on, man. Well, that's a trip, and I can't wait to check out more. Once again, it's Hector Zeffirino, the head honcho, if I'm not mistaken, at Hotchkiss, yeah, Paranormal Investigators. Thanks for talking to me today, man. And of course, you can check out their latest adventure on the Nate Wild page at 95rockfm.com, and be sure to check out all of Hector's stuff. Just look for Hotchkiss Paranormal Investigators on Facebook. Thanks again, man. Appreciate it so much.
Well, thank you so much. That invitation's still out there, man. I would love to have you join us.
I probably will. I appreciate that too, man. Big thank you to Hector from the Hotchkiss Paranormal Investigators for talking to us today, as well as my cousin Jade. You can find her on TikTok at Abandoned Places NCO. And, well, speaking of Hector and the Hotchkiss Paranormal Investigators, they are going to be doing their next little investigation at the old El Dorado mine town. Okay, so this is it's kind of between Ouray and Silverton. It's a ghost town, but it is open to the public. And there's this kind of popular spot that people check out off of 550, Highway 550. Anyway, so the reason they're going to this place, check this out, is because Hector's mom went there one time and looked up in this window and saw this lady dressed like an old-fashioned kind of, you know, get-up. Looked like she was, you know, in the Little House on the Prairie or something, I guess. But, yeah, the lady looked down from the window at his mom and smiled and waved to her and didn't really think too much of it because I guess there was a car parked there in addition to their car. So they thought, oh, that must be, you know, this lady's car or whatever. Well, they came back from wherever, you know, they were kind of exploring or whatever and realized that the car parked there was on blocks, like one of the tires or the wheels was removed from this car. So it wasn't going anywhere. So definitely some paranormal activity going on there. So anyway, that's where they're going to be next, over by between Uray and Silverton at the old El Dorado mine. All right. So you can find all of their stuff. Just search for Hotchkiss Paranormal Investigators on Facebook. And of course, you can check out every place we talked about today. And more, all kinds of abandoned, creepy, haunted places here in Colorado, all over my page, the Nate Wild page at 95RockFM.com and the 95 Rock app.
This is 95 Rock.